Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
But right now, I want to talk to Dr. John Duffy. Always look forward to our visits with Dr. John Duffy. You know, Dr. John, today we're going to take our ornaments out of storage, Christmas stuff and all the garland. And we go a little crazy on Christmas because of my husband's birthday is Christmas Eve. We normally have a huge party. We get the big, fat Greek and Italian family together. We get all the friends. It's a huge thing this year, obviously not. But as I'm thinking about just decorating the house and stuff, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it yet. And I wonder how many other people feel that way too. I know my daughter's, really sort of, she wants this to be, you know, kind of, she wants it to feel as normal as possible. So we're gonna get all the decorations out, I think. We're just gonna do it. And we're trying to hold on to the traditions as much as we can. It's just, you know, it's just such a mixed emotions year, right?
It is. So tricky, Anna, and I think you've got the right idea. Most of my clients would say they're right with you. They're really not feeling that holiday cheer they're used to feeling. It's going to be so different. We're not going to be with the same people. We're not going to have that big party. So the first thing I encourage people to do is kind of think about how to conceptualize this. And I had one client come up with a really clever idea that this is a pass-fail holiday. And passing is good enough. In other words, this doesn't have to be perfect. This is going to be different than any other Christmas or New Year's or, Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate. But you've got to have a sense of humor and recognize it just has to be good enough. But may as well make it really fun and go a little over the top. So if you can conceptualize that we're just passing, you may as well decorate early, and you may as well go over the top of the decorations. And some of my client families are getting really kind of fun and creative with this. Like they're over decorating the house. They're wearing the ugly sweaters. They're coming up with themes. I have one client family that it literally has a COVID themed decorated house. It's really fun and funny and ridiculous. Another family is doing a 2020 themed decoration where everything is kind of grim and somber, but even more clever, I think, another family is doing a 2021 themed house, and this is kind of like, ideally, what do we picture next year looking like, next Christmas? Let's decorate as if it's then, and kind of skipping ahead a year and acting as if, like, this is going to be way better, and I think that's really clever, but studies show that decorating early, listening to the music, and doing all this stuff boosts the mood. It really works.
You know, that's probably true. Once you start doing it, you get into it a little. You know, and I like the 2021 idea a lot. Just kind of like, you know, the hopeful part of it all. Like, hey, there's an end in sight here. We can think about that time as we think about what a horrible year this has been. I like that. I think mentally that's great. You know, I was looking at this poll. I know I shared it with you, too, via email. It looked at polled people in every state in the U.S., and they said, how are your holiday decorations going to go this year? Are you going to scale it back, or are you going to go full, like you described, like just kind of go everywhere with everything, bring out everything? And Illinois was number one in terms of the people saying they're going to over-decorate their homes, they're going to do the whole thing, they're going to turn out with all of it. And I guess there's something sort of, you know, I don't know, it's mentally helpful to look around and see.
I think it's mentally very helpful. It's encouraging in a way because you can almost feel that people are fighting for their own well-being, the well-being of their families, and kind of that long-term mental wellness thing where it's like, you know, there's this spirit I like to think that we have here that, you know, we're not going to be held down. And to the extent that we can enjoy something, like a terrible Bears loss, for example, you know, we're going to find a way to enjoy that. And I think this kind of fits in with how I think about people, Chicagoans and Illinoisans, that, you know, we will find a way not just to make it through and survive, but to find those points of light, to find those moments where we can laugh and to be really creative about ways to enjoy things. Some people are coming up with these single year traditions. I don't know if you've been hearing about or reading about these, but these are ideas like, getting the kids involved in meal planning for the holidays, where, you know, you do, instead of getting a ham or a turkey for, you know, the big Christmas meal, you make your own pizzas, or you put together a family play and you have a Zoom meeting and everybody has to participate, or a talent show. One family I'm working with is everybody has to create a TikTok video that they're willing to share with the rest of the family in a Zoom meeting on Christmas Day. You know, so people are getting creative about the way they're going to celebrate, and they're calling these like single year traditions. Like, we're going to create traditions. Hopefully we never do them again, but we will do them this once.
You know, it's interesting because I do feel this is what, and I try to look at the positives. Whenever you come on, I try to come up with some positives. One of the positives, I think, parenting during all this is that these kids, I believe, have become more self-reliant and self-guided out of necessity because parents are busy. They're responsible for so much more. They're running their own schooling out of home. They're doing their own scheduling, they're handling more, they're sometimes making their own meals when they wouldn't have before. It wasn't all that long ago, Dr. John, when you would come on the show and we talk about how parents are too involved. Remember, we talked about how there was this helicopter parent that turned into the snowplow parent, which was the one who just like brushed all the obstacles out of the way in front of their kids, so they had never had to deal with anything. Well, this year, they've had to deal with everything, and maybe that's a good thing for them in some ways. Obviously, we know there are big side, you know, there are really serious consequences too, but there's something to that other part, the self-reliance, that I think could be good.
I think you are 100% right. Yes, with a nod to that we're in a pandemic, I think it's important to recognize that underneath all of this, we are meeting the goals of parenting that I espouse and other parenting experts espouse all the time. If we're looking for our kids to be competent and resilient, we don't have the luxury of helicoptering like we did in 2019. You're right. We have to take a step back because we're teachers and we're workers and we're housekeepers. We were doing all of the things, and so we can't do all of the things perfectly. So our kids have to be way more self-reliant, and they're learning how capable they are almost unwittingly. But it is a fact, and it is happening. And I got to tell you, as a therapist, like, I, through Zoom calls, am invading people's homes every single day, and I can feel that resilience build. I can feel that these kids feel competent and capable. And, you know, I worked with a family earlier this week, and mom and dad hadn't had time to get, like, the Christmas stuff out, but the kids wanted it out. So they went ahead and decorated this past weekend on their own. And normally this would be something they relegated entirely to their parents, and their parents kind of ends up just like sitting back and watching. Like, they actually did have time to do it, but they thought like, oh, the kids are actually taking this over. How great is that? What a great shift. And they're figuring it out. The lights are all tangled. They're figuring it out without coming in and asking. So there is this self-reliant piece that is no small thing. And I think is going to be a long-term positive for 2020. And we don't want to forget that there are going to be some positives that fall out of all of this.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I just assume that everything is on her because I'm busy during the day. My husband's busy during the day. So my 9-year-old handles whatever it is on her plate. And her school just went all remote. So I was supposed to pick up all her school materials for the going forward for remote learning from the school. And I didn't do it. I forgot. I didn't the email, whatever, missed it. And she's like, didn't you pick it up? I'm thinking, oh, I thought you were going to do that. I mean, like, she's literally doing everything. I'm like, oh, you can't drive to school. I actually have to do some things here. I got to get involved. Dr. John, can you hang on just for a second? Because we got some other stuff to talk about on the other side. And a couple comments from our listeners, too. We'll get to those. Coming up with Dr. John Duffy. It's 219 on WGN. A couple of comments here, Dr. John, as we were talking about decorating for the holidays. Are you feeling it? How are you feeling? And you said a lot of your clients were saying that they're over-decorating this year, and I'm going to see how I feel as soon as I open up the boxes, but I think we'll end up in that category. 815, I used to be more scroogey about the holidays, and I'm now wanting to totally deck the halls. 708, why would anyone scale back decorating for Christmas? We just decorated the outside of the house with 3 blow-ups, 2 elves standing next to the candles, and little drummer boys with Snoopy. Trust our Santa. This coming weekend, we will work on the inside and get a real tree. So there you go. People are doing it. You're right.
How about that? And I like that. I like the idea that somebody was feeling scroogey. The idea of that now is kind of a little passe. It's like, why not celebrate where we can here? I like that.
Yeah, you know what's interesting too? We're talking about this theme of how do you go with everything, and I was looking here at greeting cards, and there's sort of this trend that some of them are calling attention to the pandemic and the feelings about it. There's a Good Riddance 2020, a top seller. It's been a long year is another one. The pandemic outside is frightful, and ones that sort of do a play on words on the sort of traditional themes of the holiday. And then there are others that just sort of say, you know what, we were all winter scenes and candy canes and as if COVID-19 never happened, because I guess that can be an escape too. Welcome escape.
Absolutely. Right. Right. No, I think all of those are reasonable sentiments, and I don't think there's a problem with putting your prevailing sentiment of the year on a card or in a phone call. What I would encourage people to do is to reach out to people you wouldn't ordinarily reach out to, either people who are alone or lonely, or people you just haven't been in touch with for a long time. My clients who are doing that feel like kind of that Christmas holiday spirit way more than people who are kind of just waiting until things get started, just to kind of kickstart things on their own, but to really feel like they're reaching out and maybe touching somebody in a way that they might not be reached out to otherwise. That kind of brings that spirit of goodwill, I think, that we're looking for this time of year. And we might all need that a little more this year than we've ever needed it before.
Excellent point. You know, I feel like normally there's so many holiday parties, right? There's party, lots of getting together, lots of seeing lots of people. And now I'm sort of substituting that with these phone calls that are more lengthy and probably a lot more in-depth than I'd ever get at a holiday party with friends or people I'm just reaching out to who I haven't seen in a while. And it feels really good. It does. It feels really good to have those conversations and just sort of work through whatever we're dealing with at the moment as well. So important reminder. You know, I saw something. You know,
these opportunities for intimacy, right, for closeness that normally the big holiday party, I tend to go to one or two every year, too. But having like kind of a one-on-one conversation with somebody, it's a different kind of feel. And, I suspect that in the not too distant future, we'll be back to something close to what we've had before. So this might be a unique opportunity to really get to know somebody in a different way, in a more intimate way.
I do too. What are you hearing from clients right now, Dr. Duffy? What are people, you know, some of the themes of what people are going through?
Yeah, so I think, you know, effectively what we're talking about here today is the overriding theme is like, you know, how do I approach the end of this year? How do I want to look at this and conceptualize this? And how do I want to kind of pay this down to my children? How do I want them to remember 2020? And so people are kind of taking stock, I think, a little bit of like, you know, the negatives and the positives, and leaving some room. You and I are spending a lot of time talking about the upbeat elements of this year, but there's been a lot of loss, and not just of human life, but of health and of jobs and an awful lot of things, right? And school years and seasons. And so I think it's important to leave some room for that grief over the course of this month that's going to go, I think, pretty quickly. And I'm finding that my clients are wanting to spend at least part of every hour just talking through, like, this is the difficult part for me. And then they can kind of shift lanes a little bit to feeling a little more upbeat and a little more hopeful, but without giving a nod to how it's been, how taxing this year has been. I think it's really difficult to kind of like try to turn the page on, you know, a new year that's fairly arbitrary but still meaningful, and say, okay, now I'm going to try to come into 2021 with refreshed energy, and I'm going to get my family to do the same. I think you need to revisit the year a little bit and what it's been like, positive and negative, in order to really move forward.
Yeah, boy, it's going to just feel good to turn the page on 2020, even if things won't necessarily substantially change the first day of January. Just mentally, I think it's just going to make a difference. It just will.
I totally agree.
I don't know, Dr. John. Thank you for joining us. I love our conversations, and I always appreciate your time. Dr. John Duffy, your book again is called, remind us?
Yes, I'm Parenting the New Teen in the Age of Anxiety.
Okay, we'll look for that. And anything we need to know, too, that you're going to be part of coming up?
Yes, I am speaking at Old St. Pat's Church virtually, and I think that's osp.com, but you can find details on my social media, Dr. John Duffy, on Facebook. I will have that up later today, and you can join us, and we'll talk parenting and through the pandemic and into the new year through Old St. Pat's Church.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. John. Be well, okay?
Thanks so much. You too.